White, J.E. White, Emma. Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. August 4th, 1895. Edson and Emma. Dear children, I thought this mail would go and you received nothing from Mother, but I have been unable to write. My brain refused to work. I came to this place July 1st, and for once thought I should have rest. But I saw Brother Rousseau worn with care and burdens in regard to managing the school lands in connection with Brethren Hare and Lawrence, and also serving as preceptor of the school. They had a meeting in the early morning. 6 o'clock, I awakened Willie. At 6:30, I crossed the paddocks, crawling under the bars and climbing between the bars, traveling by moonlight, accompanied by Willie. I spoke 8 times. I was led out in earnest prayer, and the Holy Spirit rested upon me and the 26 students assembled. The Lord came very near to me and strengthened and blessed me and blessed all who assembled. This is midwinter to us. The frost lay heavy on the ground, and the moon shone very bright. I was strengthened greatly, and I spoke 2x on one Sabbath, and still again, making 3 times on the Sabbath. There were outsiders in. The room could hold no more. We had the presence of God indeed. But a train of circumstances occurred which brought me back again to Granville, and then came council meetings and a variety of perplexing questions to settle. Willie and I have talked together, and we are making arrangements to appropriate sums of royalty coming from certain books to the southern field. You may be surprised at the amount of work, Edson, your brother Willie has to do. I cannot explain it. He is correspondent of foreign missions and president of the Union Conference of Australasia, and Emily says is supposed to understand all the perplexing matters which will arise in this colonial region, beside the correspondence of foreign mission work. Now, Edson, it is only now and then I can get an opportunity of laying matters before him, and we talked together a few days ago and came to some definite conclusions. And now I send to Battle Creek an order for $100 to be appropriated to the southern field. You, my son, I entrust with this money as God's steward. When you see souls embracing the truth who have no means to live, but will be co-workers in the cause, as ones you have introduced to me, help them carefully, wisely. Money is terribly scarce everywhere. I have something written in regard to the southern field, but have no power to properly prepare it. Fanny has not been able to work her brain for doing anything for weeks, and she cannot prepare the work I so much desired she should for the southern field. She now has her goods on the boat and is moving up here to avoid burdens which come upon her, which she has not been able to avoid. She comes on the morrow. There is not one to prepare matters for me but Marion, and I dare not put anything into her hands. Fanny will not be able to work, I fear, for months. I send you this matter, but it does not seem to be just the thing. Where shall I look for brain workers to prepare matter for the printers? I can find enough to do mechanical work, but those who understand how to prepare manuscript are very few, and then, when other burdens are piled upon them, they are unfitted for the work they ought to do. What do you think of Mary Stewart? Shall I do well in sending for her? She would be glad to come. I do not know what I shall do. I cannot depend upon Fanny. She collapses so often when I need her so much. I am sorry I cannot help you out in this matter in preparing suitable matter for the colored people. I am unable even to get before Willie the manuscript upon the life of Christ and the matter which Dr. Kellogg has had arranged for revision of Christian temperance, and I can scarcely write at all. I came here to get rested, and it will take time. The appointment was out for me to speak last Sabbath, but I was too much indisposed to go to the place of meeting. Today I am rushing the workmen on preparing ground for orchard. We have today captured a part of the students' manual training company to clear the land for fruit trees, which must be set this week and next, or give up the matter and lose 1 year. Emily and I are driving a span of horses hither and thither and are hunting for cows and gathering all the information possible in regard to planting, growing, etc. This week will tell of great advance, I hope. We have my large family tent, which we occupy in camp meetings, for Sister Maud Camp, my cook, and Emily Campbell, my secretary. The second tent is furnished with cook stove and is kitchen and dining room. The third tent for 4 men to occupy. Log heaps are burning all around us. Trees are being cut up by the roots. Immense trees, the giants of the forest, lie cut up by the roots all around us. It takes days to cut out one big tree. We are indeed in the very midst of clearing and burning the greatest trees I ever saw. I came up here really sick, but I am giving orders to my hired businessman to give to the overseers of hands to rush the work with all their ability, for the trees must be planted without delay. Every other business stands aside now. I wish to provoke the workers on the school grounds to do something and do it now, and not lose 1 year by delay. Mr. Mosley, a successful fruit raiser 20 miles from Morissette, is coming in 1 week to see all the trees set properly and staked properly. I shall have most careful work done. We board several hands now. They are putting in sturdy strokes with axe, felling trees with pickaxe, cutting the monster roots, and yet it is such a climate, so invigorating. There is health in the atmosphere. I cannot write you much now. The work is moving on, in Sydney and suburbs. Souls are constantly embracing the truth, one now and then other members of the family, until every member of the different families are captivated by the truth. But I must now stop, for I cannot write more. We feel the deepest interest in the effort you are making. We know that great caution is needed, not to exasperate our enemies, but stand in God for right and truth and righteousness. Be patient, kind, and long-suffering, in contrast with storm and excitement. In much love, August 5th. I have been unable to sleep after 3:30. Every preparation has been made to set match to my kindlings. It is cold now, only in the morning before sunrise. Then all is warm and cheerful and pleasant. Be of good courage, and God will bring it to pass. In this mail will go forth to Battle Creek propositions that I have made to help the southern field. If accepted, then help will come. If not accepted, then we will wait and devise and plan over again. But you must do without Fanny. In her zeal, independently, she and Marion have gone a warfare at their own charges in behalf of Parramatta Church, and I have been robbed of the vital energies that should have been brought into my work. Mother.